Probably most of us have had the experience of going out and buying something, some kind of a electronic gadget like a recorder. You know, the old VCR recorders are now the DVD recorders. Or maybe it was a digital camera. You know, you buy it, you get it home, you take it out of the box, you're ready to use it, and then there's 10 pages of instructions. And you just kind of go, ugh. And you want to put it back in the box and bring it back to the store because you don't want to have to mess with the instructions. You know, we kind of like things to be simple and very clear. I've wondered sometimes if that wasn't at least part of that question to Jesus. You know, especially if you look at the way it's rendered in St. Luke. You know, in St. Luke, that same question about which is the greatest commandment of the law is followed by that second question, who is my neighbor? And you know, the guy that asked that wants it very clear who his neighbor is. I'm not sure that we could get a simpler or more clear statement of the law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. It's very clear. The problem is in living it. That is very difficult. Because basically what the scripture is asking of us is to give ourselves entirely to the Lord. You know, if I love God with all my heart, with all my mind and all my soul, it means I have given myself fully into the hands of God. I have put God first, number one, in my life. He becomes before all else. And we do that with great difficulty, to put God first. Just think about how often we ask the question, you know, something like, we have a wedding at 2 o'clock and everybody said, Father, does it count? Or do I have to come back tonight? Or, you know, somebody asked us how we're doing. So, well, I haven't done too bad lately. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't committed adultery. It's like those minimal things. What is the least we have to do for God rather than that total gift of ourselves to God? That's tough for us. And yet, that is what God is asking of us, that total gift. If we can do that, or should I say, the more fully we do that, the more we're going to live the second commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Because the more fully we are aware of God and His love, and the more fully we let that love enter in and penetrate our lives, the more we're going to understand that every person is a child of God. And that God loves each and every one of us. And that if I truly love God, then I must love my neighbor. You know, if we could ever really allow the reality of God's love for us to sink in, and if we could ever really surrender ourselves to that love, there would be no problem loving our neighbor. We would no longer have the divisions that we now have of race and culture and language and creed and all those things. We would no longer have the divisions of rich and poor, educated and uneducated. If we really understood God's love and allowed that love to penetrate, we would naturally, automatically almost, love our neighbor. That's the challenge of that passage today. It's simple. It's clear. The struggle is in the living. Can we give ourselves totally to this God of ours? That giving always involves this, the cross. Because we don't die naturally, easily to our selfishness. We don't surrender ourselves fully into the hands of our God without sacrifice, without struggle. It is always a death to ourselves. And yet, if we want to grow in holiness, if we want to grow in our relationship with the Lord, that is the prerequisite. We must die to self in order to give ourselves fully into the hands of our God. And we must die to self to truly love our brothers and sisters. There is a line, and I think it comes from Catherine of Siena, St. Catherine of Siena. She said, if you want to know how much you love God, all you have to do is think about the person you love least in this world. And that's how much you love God. May we open our hearts to the reality of God's love for us, and may we allow that love to transform our lives.